Chapter 18. In London, Finch had just received confirmation that his contingency plans were now in motion in both Prague and New York. The news had arrived via a military-grade communication platform known as Signal, required for all field communications, as it provided end-to-end encryption of all texts and voice. Finch, an American, held a covert position within the European headquarters of a global organization known by insiders as Q. The firm's enigmatic nickname derived from a character in James Bond novels, the technologist inventor Q, who created deadly innovations in service to Her Majesty the Queen. Like its fictional namesake, the real-world Q also developed advanced technologies in service to a higher power, though a power far more influential than any queen. The entity that had quietly founded Q back in 1999 wielded unprecedented influence around the world, and while its presence was rarely witnessed or even suspected, its actions regularly shifted the course of global events. At 73 years old, Everett Finch carried a chess master FIDE rating of 2374, rode 9,000 meters daily on his Erg machine, and finished breakfast by popping 300 milligrams of New Vigil, a nootropic mind enhancement drug that turned his mind into a Formula One race car on a highway of minivans. Having spent the last decade in a position of power within Q's formidable parent organization, Finch had been tapped 3 years ago for a confidential assignment within Q's London office. He was also informed he would be spearheading the development of one of the most ambitious and secretive endeavors ever undertaken by anyone, anywhere. Threshold. He was told the project required a certain flexibility with regard to legal and moral constraints, and Finch had been chosen for his expertise with success-weighted ethical rubrics, moral frameworks that prioritized success over purity of conscience. Finch was not surprised when his letter of appointment read, "It is impossible to overstate the importance of Threshold. It warrants whatever extraordinary measures you deem necessary to ensure its success." Message received, Finch thought. There are no rules. 30 minutes had passed since the golem had entered Hotel U Prince and descended to the subterranean Black Angel's bar. He had found the bar closed, with cleaning crew sweeping the floors, polishing the leather couches and pulling cigarette butts from the rough-hewn ancient stone walls. Before being spotted by anyone, the golem continued past the bar, around the corner, to a closet-like space that contained a desk and two old computers whose faded displays glowed with the Black Angel's logo. The bar's offering of 24-hour internet to patrons was a quaint relic of the days when foreign cell phones barely worked in Prague, and tourists would choose to drink at Black Angel's just to send an email. Earlier today, when the golem realized he required specific technical information to carry out his plan, he immediately thought of Black Angel's. Nobody would be monitoring this machine. "And now I've found what I came for," he thought, eyeing the technical information on the screen before him. Many of the details were beyond his understanding, but that did not matter. Firing a gun did not require a degree in ballistic science, only access to a trigger. And that trigger had now been located. Gessner had revealed many secrets in the attempt to save her own life, among them the presence of a surprisingly powerful piece of technology located within the deepest reaches of their underground lab, sealed inside an airtight vault with walls of reinforced concrete 2 meters thick. A piece of technology that could bring their entire world crashing down. With the information he had just obtained, he now knew exactly how to make that happen. The golem quickly cleared the browser's search history and rebooted the computer. When he ascended and stepped back out into the square, he felt alive with the prospect of a revenge so bold that its shockwaves would be felt thousands of miles from Prague by all those responsible.